T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com Sports Station. Two Wisconsin guys talking Wisconsin sports in the morning. Broadcasting live on the Radio.com app. 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. It's time for Chuck and Winkler in the Morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton Bobcat Studios.
You know, we talk about should the Brewers be buyers, should the Brewers be sellers. First of all, that is a real question. Second of all, we did not think it would get to that point here in 2019. Third of all, they're still 2.5 back in the Central, half game back of the wild card. They have a winning record. But the Brewers just went 9-17 in a 26-game stretch where every team they played was below 500. Now, half of those series were at home, and when they did win, they did not win a game by more than 2 runs. So is that a team that you think would be aggressively adding talent at the deadline? I would say no.
No, and but there's been teams who, you know, who are right in the thick of things, like the Brewers are, who have been sellers in our baseball history. Right now, I think they're just sitting on the fence deciding what they're going to do and seeing how this is going to play out, because they have some assets that other teams might want. I said assets, that is. I didn't say the other word. They have some assets on this team. Other Brewers teams may have had the other word, but they have assets on this team. Mainly the catcher and the third baseman, who they could not draw a pretty penny for, but they could get something, at least help their farm system. See, one day they're going to have to restock this farm system once again and get that going, because they've it's been depleted a little bit because of some guys have been called up to the team and through some trades.
Farm system's fine to me. The Missions are rocking and raking down at San Antonio.
Yeah, well, the farm system's ranked. What prospects?
You had 60 guys every year in a farm system.
Okay. Their farm system is ranked in the bottom fourth of Major League Baseball right now. By both, you know, most of those publications that do things like that. Bottom fourth, bottom third. So, you know, their farm system isn't what it once was. When it was been, you know, they got bad, when they traded guys, they were able to, you know, beef up their farm system. But they've had, you know, they've had guys get called up, and that's what happens when you get a good team. You know, you're going to expend those assets trading for players, and you're going to get guys who are, you know, get promoted to the roster.
There were a couple trades that went down in baseball this weekend. Not saying that the Brewers should have done either of them, but there were some pitchers that got traded for, I would think, not a lot. Homer Bailey, very interesting guy. Has made a lot of money. His ERA's been poor. Somehow he had a couple no-hitters in his career. Was with the Reds a long time. Was just with Kansas City, and now they flipped him to Oakland. So Oakland acquiring a pitcher. Bailey's been good as of late, 3-1 with a 3.35 ERA in his last 8 starts. So he's been pretty good as of late. A's want pitching. They get some pitching. What it cost them was their number 17 prospect. So, okay, not a lot. You get a pitcher in here. Whether you wanted Homer Bailey or not, that's up for you to debate. But, you know, it's not a lot for a starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox went out and got Andrew Cashner. Andrew Cashner was with the Orioles. He's been pitching well this year. They gave up some of their younger talent. I think they were in the Dominican League, if I have that correct. But they gave up 2 of those guys for a starting pitcher. So real long-term trade for the Orioles. But that, again, it doesn't appear to be a lot. So these other teams are making moves. You also had Dallas Keuchel, which you would have just had to pay for. He was a free agent. We'll see him Wednesday pitching for the Braves. And then, of course, Kimbrel. There's been moves to be made. I don't know if the Brewers aren't exploring them or if they're getting outbid or if they just, again, if David Stearns in the back of his head thinks in 2 weeks it's more likely they are sellers than buyers.
See, if they went the other way and if they were buyers, Bart, I think starting pitching, you know, pitchers. Get pitchers into the farm system. That's what they need to do. They need to get some pitchers into the farm system. Not enough guys. Not enough Zach Browns in the farm system. Not enough major league ready pitchers, we'll say, in the farm system right now. Because we thought Corbin Burns was, and you know, and we'll see what happens with him today. But they definitely could use some more arms down at the in the farm.
Dan is in Racine. 799-1250. Dan, what's up?
Hey, Dan.
Good morning, fellas. I think it's gloom and doom, man. I'm kind of not feeling it this year at all now. I mean, they came out of the break lethargic. They can't hit. We can't score more than four runs, it seems, or at least put anybody away by more than two. And quite frankly, I think we're to the point, this is how I feel, I don't know what you guys say, but they get swept by Atlanta, it's over with. This is a huge series this week.
Oh, it is.
And with that being said, I think you're going to see some big-time changes should Atlanta come in here and just smoke them.
Yeah, I think I'm hoping the Brewers come back and at least take two or three from these guys. Let me ask you, do you think, both you guys, are you surprised this has gone this direction for the Brewers after what they did last year with the 96 wins?
Yeah, I am. I know the coaching situation. I wish they wouldn't have got rid of those guys. I think that's been a huge mistake. But I think the biggest thing, we kind of knew the pitching. I don't even think the pitching's that bad. I mean, you know, it's kind of falling apart now. But you can't say that the hitting has just not been clutch. I mean, we lost Shaw basically. The first baseman Aguilar's just been, he's coming on now maybe a little bit. But I mean, it's just not there this year. We don't score the runs that we should be putting on the board.
Yeah, especially at Miller Park. I mean, yesterday struggling all day to score runs. You know, they scored runs on Friday night, seven runs you'd like to think is going to win the game. And, you know, San Francisco scored 10 off that bullpen, the starters and bullpen. But, Bart, did this surprise you being two games over?
When we were predicting the division, I said they have the best lineup. They have the best bullpen. They have the I just, you know, I didn't think they were going to win 96 games again.
Well, when we saw the lineup, like 1-8, we thought, man, going right through, man, where is there an out? Where is there an easy out in that lineup? 1-8. Even Arcia, we threw into the mix. We thought, okay, I thought he was going to have a breakthrough year this year. I liked what he did in last year, but that lineup should be better than this.
The thing that's so jacked about the Brewers right now is you had five All-Stars, and they're all very good. Yelich, Moose, Grandal, mm-hmm. Woodruff, Hader. Any team would want those guys.
Sure.
They're all good. But then the other 20 guys are I don't want to say trash.
Well, they're just not having good years.
They're not having good years.
Yeah.
The other 20 guys are struggling.
Some of those guys, Thames are. Thames, I mean, you know, there's guys who are, you know, Thames is having a pretty good year. You know, I guess this is what we're going to get from him. This is last year. They're going to have Thames. You know, Gamble has had a productive year. Had the big hit on Saturday night. Been better than I thought he was going to be. But there's, you know, certain guys who aren't having, you know, Lorenzo Cain has taken a big step backwards this season. Has not been productive. You know, and like until you know, recently, the first base spot has not been productive. So there's a number of spots, but I thought the lineup was going to be good too this year.
799-1250. Andy is in Appleton. What's up, Andy?
Hi, Andy.
Hey, guys. Man, the Brewers, I honestly don't know how, if they don't turn around something strong over the next week or two, how you don't look at this team as sellers. Because if you, even if people point out, well, they're only a few games back in the Central. I don't care about the Central. I mean, we talk about how you'd prefer a World Series over just being successful for a while. And the way I see it, even if they can squeak out this division as buyers, there's no way that they're winning the World Series.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, though, because in baseball is the one sport where you don't have to win the division to win a World Series or at least get to the World Series.
I don't look at their talent at all and say, yeah, we can beat the Dodgers or several teams in the AL. Even if they go get it, they can't afford to get more than maybe two guys. I mean, without sacrificing the entire future, in which case we're saying, okay, we're taking a shot this year, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Because the way I see it, you've got two good guys for just this one year. And if you just keep them around and you don't think you're winning the World Series, what's the point? But the way I see it, you need young guys now because you have to pay Yelich, and that's coming up. So bringing in young guys who are going to be a lot cheaper is huge. If you can find young talent to replace these guys that you're going to be losing after this season anyway. So I just think, I don't know how you start to look at this and go, maybe it's time to consider selling.
Yeah.
The one other thing I'll say before I go, about the whole NFL 18-game thing, I mean, the ignorant part to me is you have to expand the roster and buy a lot.
Well, they should do that now.
But every team needs two kickers. They need two punters. They need two guys who can be a long snapper. I mean, you need all these extra spots because there's no way with – even a couple more spots on the roster, you'd be able to balance.
You know, you're right. I mean, with
many people.
If you're talking about if you played the 18-game schedule and you have to rest Rodgers two games, you'd have to rest Mason Crosby two games.
Unless you exempt those guys or something.
I mean, right? Unless you say the punter, the kicker, the long snapper, they're all good.
If the NFL truly cared about safety, the first thing they would do, Andy thinks, is not have an inactive list. You can only suit up 45 of your 53 every week.
Well, that's
dumb. It's dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't understand. On game day, you know, what is it, hour before game time, hour and a half, you got to put your game day roster.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't. No. Then the fact that you even have to worry about who your third string quarterback is a joke. But, yeah, you should have – these guys are practicing with you during the week. Why shouldn't they be able to play on Sunday?
It's dumb.
That is dumb.
Casey tweets in, let's face it, the Brewers don't have enough ammo to fill every need on this team. The situation is perfect for selling off Grandal and Moose and haul in some prospects. And I think that's why this year is so different, not just because of the record and where they're at, but they do have guys that if you figure Moose and Grandal will not be here in the future, if you figure the Brewers will not be able to pay them multi-year deals, and if you figure you're not going to win the World Series, then get something for him while you can.
Okay. Now, if you did this, you're saying to your audience, you're saying to your fans, your fan base, well, we're throwing the rest of the towel.
That's why if it happens, it will not happen till the deadline.
Yeah.
And if it happens, I think they're going to stand pat more than they're going to actually.
Okay. What if they were at this? Now, if they're right now, if they're 48 and 46, let's say they're a couple games over the 500 mark. Going into July 31st, and they're five games out of first place, yet involved in a wild card, and they don't sell anybody. I'm fine with that because I want to be able to still go out to Miller Park and think that my team's in it.
I think they're more likely to stand pat than sell.
Yeah, because they sell.
Even if it's very dire.
If they start selling.
Because you'll get those competitive advantage picks,
yep.
You know, whatever.
Yep. But if I'm going out to Miller Park for the final 2 months of the season, what incentive do I have? Well, my organizations already told me, well, we don't have no shot at here. Even though we're six games out, we have no shot at winning this division. They're already trading guys, so why am I even out here watching these games?
Unrelated, Packers training camp starts July 25th. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins on the Fan. Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Last summer, we enjoyed following Marquette's progress. Not the Marquette Golden Eagles of the Big East, but the Golden Eagles alumni playing in the basketball tournament where the winners get to split $2 million. Marquette last year went all the way to the Final Four before they did fall to Overseas Elite, the team that's won it four straight years. So they've got a pretty loaded team there, and they've won it four straight years. But Marquette, a very good showing in this tournament. This year, you've got the Wisconsin Badgers with some alumni. We talked about them. They play on Friday. Marquette plays on the 26th, and they're looking to, I mean, go as far as they did last year, if not further. Some of the alumni you may know, they just added Andrew Rousey. Jamil Wilson was an all-tournament guy last year. And their head coach, Joe Chapman, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Joe, thanks for some time here. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm pretty good.
Hey, it's great to get you on here. Now, how do you determine? I mean, do you have guys call you to be on this team? How do you get your team together?
Well, Dan Fitzgerald, our general manager who played at Marquette as well, we put our heads together with Travis Diener, and we talk about who we want on the team. but also who has the right, you know, commitment. You know, in previous years I played, and I know what it takes to kind of get to the points where we are now. So just trying to come up with a roster that's, you know, full of guys that, you know, want to make their commitment but also play team ball.
Well, Travis has been our guy here on the show. He's been a friend of the show for Bart and I for many years. How come his ass isn't on the court? Well, how come he's, is he retired already?
No, I mean, he's still playing. He got, he's playing in Italy again this year. But his team asked him if he couldn't play this year.
Oh.
Just to make sure he rests his body up for the upcoming year.
What? He's so Giannis, the Bucks are letting Giannis play in the FIBA World Championships.
But Travis can't play in the tournament.
And whatever Italian team Diener's playing, he can't play in the basketball
That
tournament.
Sucks. We got to get him on and talk about that.
Yeah, get him on. We got to get the GM of the Italian team on and set him straight.
Exactly.
Wow. Don't they know there's $2 million bucks on the line?
Oh, I don't think they know. I don't think they realize.
Joe, you got a nice squad, again, assembled this year. A lot of alumni and then some other friends of the program. Final Four last year. Can this team do it again? Is it built enough to go that far and maybe even further?
I think so. I think we got the right mix of people. We brought in, you know, a couple young guys. You always got to have some young guys that, you know, they just young and athletic and can play. So we got Juan Anderson and Andrew Rousey, you know, two guys that can, you know, run a floor, can shoot the ball and, you know, get us there. I think that's what we're missing against overseas elite. A couple more younger pieces, but also we brought back Dwight Bikes, who can ISO and get his own points when need be. So, you know, we got a nice mix that we didn't have last year.
It is, man. I look at this team. You guys can make a run with this group that you got there. You had Rousey on that team, and you got the guys you mentioned there. You guys can make a deep run.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the key is ball continuity and moving the ball and playing with speed and pace. All of those are important, you know, for us to make a deep run into where we're trying to get to.
So when you guys been working out, how practice has been going? Have you had any of those yet?
No, next week we'll start our practices. We'll start our practices next week after the I have my last tournament here for AAU. So this will be my last week for AAU, and then we'll start with mini camp next week, and then we have 3-4 days of mini camp. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh. Sounds like you had some skepticism about that.
Yeah.
some of these old bones.
Yeah. Yeah, the old bones, get the guys loose. I mean, my mini camps, I run them pretty hard. Last year, guys were like, what are you doing, Joe? But, hey, I guess it paid off last year.
Oh, man. Sergeant Chapman, man, you're running these guys hard.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's a lot at stake. And this format is a little different this year where we win 3 games in Wichita. We win percentage of money in Wichita. So, you know, that's the reason why we wanted to go to Kansas, because they got the most ticket sales so far, and we get 25% of ticket sales. So now we get money every stop we go.
Oh, okay. And then the $2 million prize if you get that far. The Badger team, cold-blooded, plays Friday on ESPN3, and then you guys, I believe it's the 26th that you play. So the following Friday against the Fort Hood Wounded Warriors, that'll be a night game next Friday on ESPN3. This tournament, I think that, you know, people are starting to get more aware of it. And what's cool is it's a chance for not just fans to see some of the guys they rooted for in college. Because, you know, you come through college, you're there 2, 3, 4 years. And then sometimes you don't know where your favorite players from college are playing at that point. But then I would think for you guys, it's cool to, you know, still you have that fraternity, that brotherhood, and you get to play again with these guys.
Yeah, I think that was the most special part when I played a few years ago, is just playing with guys of different eras, but also playing with, you know, teammates and brothers that you play with in the Final Four or different stages in your career. It just makes it that much more fun when you're playing with guys that you went to school with. But also we get to come back and play against the current team and get our juices going there. And I think, you know, the competitive side, everyone comes out when you wear that jersey again.
All right, Joe, you are a freshman. You're a four-year player, but you're a freshman on that Final Four team.
Yeah.
You guys had a tough loss in the Final Four against Kansas. But, I mean, the journey along the way, that was an amazing run you guys had.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the amazing parts that people forget is, you know, all 9 or 10 scholarship athletes play professionally, you know, years. And, you know, we're all still on team snap together and doing different things where, you know, we look in and talk to each other. So it was a special group that is never be, you know, taken for granted how far we did get. And the special people we had and special coaching staff.
Man, I still remember up at the Metrodome when you guys took down number one Kentucky to advance and win the regional championship. And, you know, that was the highlight for me, man. You know, you won on a Thursday, you beat Pitt, and then you took down Kentucky and on the cover of Sports Illustrated the next week.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I think the most interesting thing that I remember is walking into that playing Kentucky and, you see the sea of red. I think Wisconsin just lost before us, and all the people was there cheering us on as we came on the court. We all thought that was kind of weird, but looking back on it, you see the sea of red just cheering us on as we come out to take down Kentucky.
Do you think it would have been, had that been reversed, the Marquette fans would have been cheering Wisconsin?
Definitely not.
Well, the only way these two teams that we've been talking about are going to meet in this tournament would be in the final. Marquette's journey starts on the 26th. They are the number one seed in their region. So please do us proud so we can continue to talk to you guys and have some content to talk about this summer.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're taking one game at a time like we did last year. Every year that we played, you know, knock on wood, that we've been to the Elite Eight at least every time. So we just got to take it one game at a time, don't miss steps, and go out and play hard.
More details on the basketball tournament at thetournament.com. Again, Marquette, Friday the 26th. Joe, appreciate it. We will be in touch.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Joe Chapman joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
That was a great run that Marquette went on last year. I enjoyed watching it. And we got to find out why our guy Travis is not playing in this thing.
Well, apparently his team won't let him.
Well, we got to find out what's the reason why Italy's not doing that. Is his team over there is not?
He's important.
Yes, but Giannis, like you said, Giannis is important to the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is going over to play in the games over there.
Yeah, but the Bucks are in let Giannis do whatever he wants mode to keep him.
Oh, so they're not going to say, Giannis, no, you're not playing.
No.
Because they're afraid he's going to say, oh.
This is a team that signed his brother.
But if I play at the Lakers.
Threw a party for him yesterday.
If I was playing at the Lakers, they'd let me play.
They're letting him play in whatever he wants to play.
Yeah.
He's been all over the place, man. He's been jet setting these last couple of days.
I haven't noticed that. What's he been doing?
He was in L.A. over the, like, his Bucks, he was on the Bucks Instagram, and he was out in California or L.A. or something at a shoe event on Friday.
Okay.
And he had to get back, and he's been in Greece, and he's just been all over the place.
Hopefully he's got time to rest up, too, man. He needs the, that was a long season for him.
Hey, let me ask you something about me.
Yeah.
Like, as an evaluation. Did you feel, like in this Eastern Conference final run, we talked a lot about the 2001 Eastern Conference final run.
Yeah.
Did you feel like I was kind of lacking in that department?
As far as what?
Memories of the Hornets series and the Sixers.
Well, you weren't around for that.
Well, I was. I was around.
But you were, what, 14?
I was 17.
17, okay.
I was 17, and yet I couldn't remember, like, I remember that Hornets series. I remember game 7, and I remember that I hated Eric Snow. But for some reason, my memories of the Bucks in 2001 were very foggy. And I was going through some stuff yesterday because my parents are going to Germany for a couple weeks. My dad was born there on an army base, and they're going to go check it out and do some other stuff. And I was reading emails that I sent them, and I said, go Bucks go in one. And I thought, why would I say go Bucks go to my parents in 2001? Oh, it was the Eastern Conference Finals run.
Yeah.
So I was in Germany.
Okay, so you missed it.
Yeah, I missed a lot of it, but I couldn't remember why.
Oh. So you didn't get up and watch the game? It was a time differential. You probably didn't get up and watch the games, or you did?
I had nowhere to watch the games.
Weren't you in school, though? It was in May.
We had 2 weeks in Germany as part of our school.
Oh, you just went from school. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. This is something you just took off.
I spent 1 week with a family, a host family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Bad.
How bad?
I was very shy.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And the girl I stayed with, I thought.
German girl?
Yeah, I had a host family, and so I was pen-palling with this girl.
Okay.
And I didn't know what she looked like. And I thought, all right, I'm not doing so well with the ladies in America. Maybe I can hook up with my host family girl.
Oh, no. How'd that go? Or how'd she go?
I don't want to be mean about the way someone looks.
Yeah.
But when our bus pulled in to the stop in front of the school, she was the first one on the bus and had a rose and asked for Bart Winkler.
Yeah.
And everyone laughed.
And you pretend it wasn't, you said, oh, he didn't make the trip.
No, I still tried to hit on her. Just
you did?
She wasn't into it.
Oh, you should have said, oh, that's not me. Oh, she wasn't into you.
I don't know. It was weird. The whole thing was weird. Oh. I stayed with a family in a foreign language for a week.
Yeah, what'd you
do that? What the hell are you supposed to do?
Why did you do that?
Because it's part of the trip. And then we had 1 week as our class to go wherever.
But did you have to go overseas? You had to go for this class?
I wanted to go to Germany.
Oh, you want? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, they didn't. Go to Germany or you won't graduate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. I mean, I don't know if you had an option to go or whatever. You didn't play spring sports at the time?
I ran track, so I got out of track.
Okay. All right.
That's probably why I went.
So you got it running?
So I got. I was a long distance runner.
Yeah. Going out for track in high school looked to be painful because it's like, what do? You run every day.
It's brutal. That
doesn't seem fun.
Yeah, like if we had to run 5 miles, our warm-up would be a two-mile run before we run the 5 miles.
Oh, God, see? Like at track, you know, these people would come in because we'd go to baseball practice. We wouldn't run. You know, field a couple of ground balls, take some batting practice. God, and you see these people in high school coming in from track, and it's like, God, running for 2 hours, that's totally disinterests me.
My highlight was I ran a 2 mile in 11 minutes.
A 2 mile in 11 minutes? I think I'd do a 1 mile in 11 minutes.
I couldn't do it now. I couldn't do a 1 mile in 11 minutes now.
Yeah.
I suck.
Yeah.
I used to be, what am I, like 200 now? I used to be 150 as a senior, and I was cut. You wouldn't even, I'm going to show you a picture of me shirtless as a kid.
Yeah.
You won't even believe it.
So what happened? College?
Oh, yeah, college. I gained the freshman 15 in one night. I'm not kidding. I woke up and I...
Old Country Buffet?
No, I woke up and I ran downstairs to my buddy and I said, dude, look at this. And I gained the 15 pounds in one night.
Oh, I mean, college is so easy to do.
It was wild.
I mean, I played pickup basketball. We played basketball on the courts in front of our dorm. Still, whatever. And somehow you find a way to gain weight. Whatever it is, you can work out, but... It's that food. You're automatically going to gain 15 pounds.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. A big debut in L.A. over the weekend, and we'll talk more Brewers with you guys. 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Pearl Jam, Even Flow Drink. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. Ryan Horvath with us as well as we continue to discuss what the Brewers are going to be up to. Again, I sort of have a feeling that... We've talked so much today about should they sell, what should they sell, that they're going to rip off a sweep against the Braves here tonight. So if we're doing our part, that'd be good.
Yeah, well, I mean, 2-3 would be nice. Not losing 2-3 to the Giants would have been a pretty good way to start the second half of the season.
Not losing to teams below 500 for the last month would have been nice, too.
I mean, winning one of these series, I mean, they've won one series since the early part of June. I mean, to win more than that, they'd be in much better shape. They'd be in first place.
Don't you feel like 2.5 for the Cubs right now is insurmountable?
No.
You know, well, you know what? I thought in September last year when they were 4 out in September, I thought that was insurmountable, but they made that up.
I don't get why everybody's freaking out. The Cubs have won one series in the past month. They've won one series, and it was against Pittsburgh at home after the All-Star break. Like, 2 weeks ago, if you read The Athletic, Theo Epstein did a one-on-one interview where he was talking about they were possibly going to be sellers. And if guys didn't step up, you listen to 670 The Score, our sister station, then they were saying the same thing. Like, are the Cubs going to be sellers? These guys aren't panning out. Now they win one series and the world is collapsing here in Milwaukee because they're 2.5 back.
Well, the Cubs usually go on a run mid-July, it seems. They go on a little bit of a run.
But anything can happen. Look at last year. They had to play like 40 games in 41 days.
No, I know. Oh, I know. I'm just saying the Cubs usually go on this run in July, and then you know they're holding on in September.
Are we sleeping on the Cardinals a little bit?
I mean, I don't know what's going on there. Wainwright pitched well yesterday, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think when they lost their closer, Hicks, that was a big loss for them.
Wainwright is that fantasy nightmare where he throws seven, gives up a run or whatever, pick him up, he's starting the next day, he'll go three innings, give up five earned.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been like that all year. Yeah. Walk has been the same way. Mm-hmm. Dakota Hudson struggled for them.
It's been a while since we've played the Cardinals because we played them so much in April. We played like 9-10 games against them in April. And we'll see them for a little bit here. But, yeah, the Cardinals will have some say in this race. I mean, I think, you know, I don't think the Cubs are going to run away with it by any means.
But then you also got to look at the wild card. So right now in the Central, Brewers are 2.5 back. Cardinals are 3 back. Pittsburgh 5.5. Reds 6.5. In the wild card race in the National League, you've got 10 teams within like 6 games of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brewers are a half game out of the second wild card. Right now it would be a Bryce Harper Nationals versus Phillies matchup. But the Cardinals are in it. The Diamondbacks are in it. That's a big series this week. The Rockies are in it. And then you've got a few teams under 500 that are still within striking distance. Teams that are kind of there because you lost to them if you're the Brewers. Pittsburgh, the Reds, the Giants. They should have no business even thinking about buying or contending. But, you know, you lose a couple of games to them and then they're right back in it. Giants have won 8 of their last 10. Okay? So, you know.
Well, you look at this. We
assume that they're sellers. We assume Bumgarner and Will Smith are on the block. But if you lose to those teams, look at, they're right there. I mean, the Giants have every bit of reason to think that they're in the race as the Brewers.
But look how many teams you got to overcome. I mean, you got to leapfrog a lot of teams, and you're going to need another.
Yeah, but there's so much time that you just win and you're in.
And this is like what the Giants do, is they win a World Series like every 3 to 4 years. They start off crappy.
They got to leapfrog, what, 9 teams? They'd have to go on a massive run.
They might win it for Bochy.
They're on one right now.
They'd have to, I mean, they won 8 of 10, but they're not that good of a team. They're not that good of a team.
They looked like a pretty damn good team this weekend.
Against the Brewers. Buster Posey's grand slam, first one since 2015.
Matt Albers made those guys look like the Giants from a few years ago.
Look, we can hear that the Giants are a bad team, but would you let the Freeman eye test come into play? You were there. You saw them. They looked like world beaters this weekend.
Okay, they did? They won 2 of 3 from the Brewers. It wasn't like they swept the Brewers.
I got a hot take.
43 and 49.
There's zero chance that Bumgarner or Will Smith get moved, in my opinion. I think how many years now have we heard that Bumgarner was going to get moved at the deadline? It's never going to happen. He's not going anywhere. Yeah. Thor's not going anywhere.
I think the Giants are in this thing.
Come on.
You want to? You should throw it out on the future if you're so convinced. No, you get some good odds on that.
Don't do that.
Look at Chuck. Guys, for your money.
People are still coming out the games, though, at Miller Park.
Yeah,
for as many people are just saying that they're done with the Brewers. You're throwing your money on the Giants.
What are those odds right now, though?
I'm going to find out.
To win the division or try to get a wild card?
You love throwing your money away on bets like that.
Well, your bet would be to... See, I want to make money.
Yeah?
Your bet would be whatever the Dodgers odds are. You want to throw 20 down on the Dodgers to win 85 cents that they win the West.
But I win that way.
That's no fun.
But you win that way.
You win 85 cents.
No, you don't win that much.
I can go out to your car and find 85 cents on the way out
there. I probably
dropped
85 cents on the way into the station this morning at 5 a.m. So, no, what I'm saying here is, guys, I think for as many people who are calling this race, more people have called today and said that they're done with the Brewers and they're out of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're filling up Miller Park. There's 43,000. I got my Cecil Cooper jersey yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
How much did you pay? You want to throw the price range out there?
To get the jersey?
Yeah.
No, they gave away jerseys.
Oh, it was the giveaway day. Right.
Yeah, there was giveaway day.
I'm losing my mind.
No, they gave away jerseys yesterday.
That's right. That was yesterday. Okay.
I was surprised they gave away a Cecil Cooper jersey. I mean, the guy hasn't played with the team for 30. I mean, Molitor and Yount. You know, Cooper's number is not retired.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing around Miller Park really resembling Cecil Cooper. He's had one of the biggest hit in Brewer history, one of the biggest hits.
Yeah.
They don't honor him at all. Jersey's not retired. Yet they gave away his jersey yesterday.
I love a good random giveaway, though. I was in a White Sox game because my cousin, she works for the concession stand. She, like, runs it, so we always go and drink in the little craft beer cave. And it was Jermaine Dye. bobblehead night. And I'm like, yeah. What did he spend a year here? 2 years, but he won a World Series.
Weird, there. Huh?
Jermaine Dye. I don't think Chicago White Sox.
Cooper had a great stretch here.
When's the Eric Gagne jersey giveaway day?
Yeah, but no, Cooper had a great stretch here, but I mean, he's not remembered at all in Miller Park, so it's like, why are they giving away his jersey?
$20 on the Giants to win the NL pennant, and that's me $8,000.
Sure.
Throw it down. Go ahead, $20 for $8,000?
Go ahead, dude. If you think they can leap over Pittsburgh, San Diego, Colorado, Arizona, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Washington, go for it.
Why are you so worried about how many teams they got to leapfrog? There's 3 months of the season left.
That's the way it works.
Who's good in the National League?
I hope those other teams, and plus San Francisco's not going to play this clip.
This disappoints me. I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, come on. Why are we talking about this?
Because you are listening to the outside noise instead of looking at what you just saw with your own eyes.
No.
That's not like you.
Because I've been around, as much as you guys tease me about being old, been around a little bit. This stuff doesn't sustain. A team doesn't go from last place to winning a division title.
Should we get Damon Bruce on to see to hear his 95-7
thoughts? 95-7 the game.
Maybe Joe Fortenbaugh.
Let's get those guys. Schedule those guys on.
Let's get those guys on.
Up Tuesday, next, Wednesday.
The Giants' chances of leapfrogging every single team in the National League?
799-1250.
I mean, technically, the Miami Marlins are in it, too, right? They're only 13 out.
They're not in it. They have no shot. Giants are in it.
The Mets?
No.
Mets are 42-51. By your way of thinking, 6 games out.
Which we all took the Mets, I think, to make the postseason this year in our preseason prediction.
Well, they're one of the biggest disappointments in baseball.
Every year.
Yeah.
Staying out west for a second, Anthony Davis was introduced for the Lakers. Remember, he gave up $4 million with that trade kicker so they could try to get Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work out.
I still wanted to make sure I did whatever to help the team. That $4 million was to, add more money to a player's contract that they wanted or, get another guy, then by all means, I was willing to do that. And I think we did a great job of using that, throughout the entire team.
So he will not wear 23, however, like LeBron promised him, because you have to get that in by March 15th. Because Nike made so many jerseys, and they don't want to hear the backlash, so Anthony Davis is going to wear the number 3.
And LeBron is going to stick with wearing 23?
He has no choice.
Okay, all right.
Now they can switch next year if Anthony Davis doesn't bolt, but he can stick next year.
I'm just worried about Ty Montgomery. Is he going to get to wear 88 in Baltimore this year when he's running the ball?
He is.
414-799-1250. Is that fair? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Did you see the take from Andy Benoit that one time?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What?
He goes, who? So Andy Benoit, right?
Yeah, he just has it in for the Green Bay Packers.
It's not Benoit.
Is he a, it's spelled like Benoit.
Yeah. Sports Illustrated, I don't know where the hell he's working now.
Okay.
But he goes, it's not fair that Ty Montgomery can wear 88 because for that split second that teams see him in the backfield, they think he's a quicker guy.
Yeah.
And he put that out there like it was a rational take.
Yeah. It was a hill that he was willing to die on.
Oh, and he fought people for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Green Bay Packer hater.
Right. It's not like we're asking to get Russell Westbrook on the Bucks or anything. It was the wrong hill to die on, my man. Wrong hill to die
on. While we're on the NFL topic, I do got some breaking news.
What's up?
Houston Texans linebacker Jadeveon Clowney will not get a long-term deal done by today at 3 p.m., so he is able to go where he wants, I guess. No trade. They're not going to franchise tag him. So he's expected to miss most of the season and training camp. But Jadeveon Clowney may be around. Would you want him in Green Bay?
414-799-1250.
We need a 16th pass rusher.
Add him to the defensive line? Or a linebacker? Yeah.
We got any other thing that we missed today?
As well as that, not a whole lot going on.
Robbie Gold
re-signed
with the Giants or the 49ers.
Yeah.
There was people that actually wanted Robbie Gold in Green Bay. Remember when Mason Crosby was struggling?
Yeah.
Other than that, it looks like Phil Mickelson, he's actually going to turn to fasting.
Well, he did.
Yeah, new diet for him.
He lost 15 pounds in 6 days.
And then some sad news, actually. I don't know if you guys remember Pernell Whitaker, longtime pound-for-pound king, one of the greatest boxers in history. He was hit by a car in Virginia. Dead at 55 years old.
I thought you were going to talk about the Bob Gibson news. One of the greatest pitchers of all time. They learned that he revealed that he's got pancreatic cancer. And we all know what happens when you have pancreatic cancer. The fate in that is not very good. So that's some sad news in the baseball world that was broke over the weekend.
Yeah, that is some sad news right there. And also, former Tennessee Titans linebacker Derek Morgan, he's going to retire from the NFL at the age of 30. A lot of guys retiring young now. And what do you guys think about that? You think that that's something we're going to see? Like, remember when Barry Sanders retired and everybody's like, oh, he had four or five good years in him.
Some guys retire before they even play. They don't want the concussions. They realize they get in the camp and all that, and they say, no, this is just not for me.
Right. Like, I didn't think Cole Madison was ever going to play football.
I want to get on that Phil Mickelson diet. I want to find out what that coffee is that he drank that he had lost 15 pounds in 6 days on.
He's really big with the CBD gummies right now. Him and Tiger Woods, I guess, chew those things like crazy. Yeah, so I was listening who had it on? Scott Van Pelt. Yeah. I was listening to his podcast. Him and Russillo got back together. It was supposed to be a monthly thing. They've done one in the last 3 months. But they were talking about SVP tried the gummies because Phil and Tiger, you know, he was walking around and they said it relaxes them. So then Van Pelt did one before SportsCenter. He was talking about it a little bit. And, I guess they work. They calmed me down a little bit. Tiger, that didn't really surprise me, but it's funny to see Phil.
I'm going to throw 20 on Phil to win the Open.
Oh, that's a terrible bet.
He's struggling.
Why?
You got a better chance of winning the
terrible.
Giants. Yeah.
He's been missing cuts in, like, the Minneapolis Open.
Just throw 40 on the Giants in that case.
Yeah, no, he's been terrible.
20 to win $2,000?
I saw Phil in Minnesota. But, I mean, Phil's not going to win this. Phil's at 49, Phil's done.
Who's going to win the Open then?
Well, I mean, that's
Rory's
wide
at,
open.
Rory's at 8-1. Kepka's at 10-1.
I'll never bet Rory ever again.
DJ's at 16-1.
I think your smart money is Kepka every tournament.
How about Gary Woodland?
Woodland's 66-1.
Okay. If you want a long shot, take that guy.
Yeah, but he just won. He's not going to win again.
Kepka, man.
Spieth is 33-1.
He's got some issues.
Yeah, what's going on with him?
He's just going the wrong way. He's struggling out there. And with Kepka, man, Kepka only does well he only does well in the majors. These other minor tournaments, man, he's missing cuts. He's shanking balls. He's terrible. But you get him in a major, and the guy's amazing.
So Phil's a bad bet.
Oh, God. He pushed the hard reset button because he was so bad.
But he does have the gummies and the new diet, so you have that to take into account.
If you want to think that's a new Phil.
Right.
But it's a new Phil at 49.
I do have some positive news. We like summer. We like block parties. The Milwaukee Admirals are hosting a free summer party on Thursday night at the Panther Arena from 6 until 9. They will make a bunch of major announcements on Thursday night.
Re-signing Harry Zelnerchek, I'm sure. Zelnerchek.
They all have more than 20 current and former players, including four from the first Admirals team, which founded way back in 1970.
Throw some names out there. Is Zelnerchek going to be there? Zelnerchek or boss for me?
Who? Zelnerchek will not be there.
So when I first started working here, I was the board operator for Admiral games, like one every, 3 weeks.
Sure.
And Aaron Sims does the play-by-play. Great play-by-play guy. But it's funny because he's like all just quiet, passes the puck over to the right, and then, and he just starts going ape poop all over the place. And one name that I just always remembered was Harry Zelnerchek because it seemed like he scored.
Zelnerchek checks it in the back.
Seemed like he scored every game.
Mine were Colton Sissons and Victor Arvidsson. When I was bored up in those.
You kind of remind me of Phil Whitliff.
Was he another one?
Yeah, he played a minor role with the Admirals.
Are you talking about Mr. Admiral, who played coach and was the team GM in 30 career years
with
the team?
He had a small role with the team.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
The original Admirals include...
Phil's done a lot of Bucks games.
Paul Dowd, Jim Paul, Barney Loomis.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy who scored the first team goal in team history, Tony Scazzafave.
I remember the first time I met Gary Wolfel was in an Admiral game.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he an insider for the ads?
He was, he was working for the Journal at the time.
Was he like, there's four of these Admirals that don't want to be here?
Harry Zelnerchek wants out.
Two AHL conference executives told me that.
Really close with Harry Zolnarczyk's brother-in-law.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Zelnerchek might get 2 years, $20 million from the Chicago Wolves.
They want to max
when all is said and done.
2 years, $20 million. Ryan Leaf, hired by ESPN. He's going to be a college football analyst.
What's he been doing?
Well, he's clean. You know, he battled drug addiction, served some time in prison.
A couple of years.
That's a great question. I know he was doing like a radio show for Sirius, I believe, something, some college football hits here and there.
Okay, it's a little broadcasting in his blood.
One day I turned on Rich Eisen and they're like, guest host, Ryan Leaf. And I'm like, all right, he's not in prison. It's a good start.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're back tomorrow.
Nobody promotes other shows than Horvat.
What do you mean?
Oh, SBP, SCT, SEC,
STD,
KYW. I don't know.
Well, everybody watches SBP. He
doesn't Chuck and Winkler tomorrow at 6.
Hey, this is Mike McGivern. If you listen to some of my shows, you know how much I appreciate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.